Back to life, back to reality, back to life, back to reality, back to life.
All right, guys, week 3, the challenge, season 35, and officially this show is back. Spoiler alert, I don't know why you'd be listening if you didn't watch last night's episode, but any episode where CT is in elimination is an instant classic. So we've got CT in an elimination, like he's supposed to beat everybody, and we saw how it ended. So just the show is definitely back. They've got like a lot of people who are actually strong this year. So I think mixing that with a lot of these challenges that have been a lot more badass this season, like them blowing stuff up, going on helicopters, it seems like either the budget has increased for the show or just like TJ said, I'm not coming back unless you make it a little bit more badass. So things have been a little bit crazier this season, probably because no one has anything else to do and all eyes are on the show, but I'm enjoying it and I'm looking forward to the final. It's going to be fucking nuts. Like, these finals are already insane. They have to like scale mountains in the freezing cold with like ice picks. I've seen that before. They travel to like Peru, these random ass islands. Like, this is going to be nuts this season. If these challenges, it's like episode 3 and we're already like using bombs in the episode. So big things are happening. And yes, I did say, spoiler alert, CT is an elimination. There's a lot of CT in this episode, which thank God, I think a lot of the D and Rogan drama, which we did still have some of, is just not, it doesn't hit home to like the real classic challenge viewers as much as CT. So they must have known they had to have a little more of him in this episode. So jumping right into the challenge, the actual like thing we're here for, they start off with having to do some puzzle, which requires a lot of running, a lot of cardio, running back and forth to try to decipher this code and spell out the word. And CT nails it off the bat. He's the first one to finish. I guess I don't know why they didn't just do a top three and make the tribunal, but they only, maybe there's a limit on how many like bombs you can set off in a 20-minute period. So CT gets the first spot in the tribunal, and we see Swaggy, he's struggling. He like almost finished before CT got it wrong. And then his fiance Bailey is next, and veteran move from Bailey, just like kind of looking at somebody else's answer, figuring it out. I would not consider that cheating. I consider that like innovation. She cracks the code, she detonates her bomb, and she's the second person in the tribunal. So if people weren't already scared, and it seems like everybody is like terrified of Bailey going fucking crazy if they mess with Swaggy, it was kind of nice to see her get a win. So she and CT make up the tribunal, and they have to pick a third person to be in the tribunal with them. And obviously, Bailey wants Swaggy with her, I think, more because he doesn't want to go in right away. And I think that's actually like a good strategy for these people who are rookies or new or like aren't CT. Just like maybe try and stay away and stay on the show a little bit longer. The strategy of everybody just wanting to be in the elimination right away. Like, I get you think you can beat some of these people easily, and the girls' elimination last week, like, for anybody that was strong, that was going to be a layup. But with the guys, I just don't think anybody, like, once you get down the road, all these people are strong. So I don't think, and even Jay, like, was clearly not enough of a layup as they thought. So that fight to get in the pit or whatever the fuck it's called this season is a weird like dynamic between people wanting to go in and not wanting to go in. So Swaggy definitely doesn't want to go in the third episode. He got kicked off right away on Big Brother. So Bailey is fighting for him to be the third member so that he can't get voted in. He's not trying to like be a hero, which is shocking for people that know Swaggy, because he's all for throwing himself in just to be like, pay attention to me. But I think he's trying to play a little bit smarter on the challenge. So he doesn't want to go in. He's not trying to like sabotage CT by saying like, I don't want to be in, and then like, I'm going to volunteer myself to go in and screw you over your like automatic win against Jay. But they convince CT to go with it. And I think it was pretty smart on CT's move too, because then like he doesn't have to get his hands dirty at all. And like it makes him probably look good with the girls who are all terrified of Bailey. And also on Bailey, I just wanted to make a comment that I've been noticing even the past two episodes, like Anissa is wallpaper at this point. If they're a girl elimination, like, and you can target the weakest person, Anissa is 38 years old. Like, she has not made her presence known once. I don't know how, like, if they're watching her work out, she's running like Speedy Gonzalez on the treadmill and's like bench pressing 300 pounds, but like, she's got to be a target for people right away. And she was such a hater on this episode towards Bailey and Swaggy because they're like lame and love each other and like are full of themselves. Like, yes, that is very much the Swaggy and Bailey brand. So I don't know if she's just jealous that they're like happy and corny about it, but sweetheart, like, it's maybe time to consider retiring from this show and stop being so like rude to people that come on. So I'm not here for Anissa this season. She's, again, wallpaper. But this led me down a path of, like, researching the competitors. And, you know, I've watched most of the challenges. I know who won. But I feel like the money varies so much per season that, like, I looked at the top 10 list of earners for people that have competed in the challenge, like the most money that people have made in the history of the challenge. And when I opened the link, the 10th highest person is fucking Rogan. So this show has been on for like 20 years and this guy has been on for 3 seasons. Already is the 10th. Like, he won $250,000 on the season he won. So it made me feel bad. Like, this show started as just, I think, like an adventure for a lot of these people to meet each other, get super drunk, hook up and fight and like play in some cool games with their friends. Like, the first few seasons of this, they didn't like win shit. Like, people were just playing for like fun and like a happiness of life. So it's kind of crazy now to see how much money they've actually made. And you might have assumed Anissa would have been like for sure in the top 10. To give you a reference, Rogan with his $250,000 as the number 10 person on this list. Anissa has, she's 8 and 9 in eliminations. She's been in 17 eliminations. She's like the Jeff Fisher of the challenge. Like, she seems like a formidable opponent, but she's like average when you look at the numbers. She has won in total at 38 years old, $24,000 on this show. She's been doing this for literally like 20 years, all for $24,000. And Rogan has come in 2 years and made like quadruple that, more than that. It's crazy to me what these challenges are. Like, people have shocked me of what they've actually won. And I'll, as we go through the episode, I'll add in my notes of like other people that are, you would never expect the different money that they've earned. So then everyone who's not in this tribunal, all the losers, go back to the house and they have to vote on who they want to send in elimination. So I think the like buzz starts that like they should just keep voting Jay in. He's already got his helmet, whatever sticker that they fucking need. So it's like if he gets voted off, that's one less person that can compete in the challenge. And he's like slightly skinnier than everybody else on there. So they just assume he has not like a lot of friends in there, that he's an easy target. And like most of the people in the house, the veterans, decide that they're going to vote for Jay. Still, we have had no mention of this, like, Bananas, Jay, and Morgan, who's currently dating Johnny Bananas, their love triangle, because Morgan previously dated Jay. But rumors start, mostly led by Ashley, that, who's like, Ashley is very upset that Johnny is going around saying she's fake and Johnny's like jealous of the way she plays the game. So bringing it back to the list, when I'm looking up the top 10 challenge money earners in history, and I know Ashley has had a few wins under her belt. Like, she stole all that money from Hunter. She won with CT another season. She's the only person in challenge history to make over $1 million on the show. She's like 1.1 million. She's the top earner on the show. So you guys can hate and they can like look at Ashley like she's fucking nuts, but she has money from the show, and Nisa's sitting there on her ass 20 seasons in with $24,000. So Ashley goes nuts. She's very unhappy that Bananas is going around talking about her, which is probably like Bananas' number one strategy. He knows he can get into her head by just like criticizing her and making her look bad in front of other people. And she starts petitioning to put Johnny Bananas in the elimination up against Jay, who most people are going to vote for. And it kind of catches steam. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, well, is this our chance to get Bananas out? Maybe we should just vote him in. And she convinces like a good amount of people. Of course, this fucking eavesdropping son of a bitch Kayla is listening to the whole thing. She obviously can't keep her mouth shut with that like screeching nails on a chalkboard raspy voice. I hate her. She runs all the way to the guys, to Corey, to Nelson, and just boop, boop. Everyone's talking about eliminating Bananas instead of Jay. I'm just gonna drop that and leave and act so innocent, like I'm just being a helpful person. So this comes up when they're all voting. Randomly, people start throwing Nelson's name around, and he just gets so defensive and points the finger back at Kayla. She obviously is like super guilty, but needs to like scream so hard to prove her point. So she's trying to say she was like just being so helpful. Thank you, Kayla. How could you ever possibly think I was doing anything shady? And it almost ends up getting Nelson put in the elimination. But as we go down the line, people start voting. It's kind of close between Jay and Bananas. People are randomly throwing in their votes for Nelson. Jordan even had a few votes. Once it gets to Wes, and I'm sure this is how they like sat in the room or determined how people were going to vote to build up this drama. But once it gets to Wes, it's kind of on him to make the decision if he's gonna like fuck Bananas over and completely flip like he normally would, or if he's going to ride with Bananas this season. So he ends up voting for Jay. Bananas like flips out, tries to make out with him because he obviously is like fat and old and probably scared to go into elimination as well until like he absolutely has to. Don't even blame that strategy. But he's not going in. So Jay gets voted in by everyone else. And then we have to go back to the tribunal to see which three people they're going to put up for elimination. The tribunal forms together, which is Swaggy, Bailey, and CT. And they decide the three people they're going to put up are Bear, Rogan, and who's the third person that they even put up? Oh, how could I forget? Fucking Nelson. Like, Nelson has no point being on the show. He gets thrown into this. Luckily, no one cares or is threatened by him at all. So he skates by. Those three get put up, even though it's kind of like doesn't even really matter because the opportunity is there for CT to just put himself in. And when we get to the actual elimination, that's exactly what he does. Like, a dramatic CT fashion reveals his shirt. He's suited up. You see the elimination is some sort of like they have to open this door, tie all these knots. They have to, it's one of those ones where they have to set it up for somebody else to break into. And at this point, I started to think things were getting a little fishy. Like, the way they were editing it, the way contestants started, like, there was like 10 minutes left in the episode, and we had people being like, Jay has no chance. Like, these not CTs are making, he's so much smarter, he's so much stronger, he's so much bigger, he's definitely gonna win. There's no question about this. That's when my spidey senses, my challenge spidey senses went up, and I was like, no, whoever's editing this, you're not going to get me this time because I see this coming from a mile away. CT is about to lose this elimination. I started to watch him. It looked like CT, like there was, he was ripping the door open and it looked like Jay still had like 17 knots to get through. Well, again, some careful editing. He gets in like literally 20 milliseconds before CT breaks through and Jay wins and CT is going home on week three. Like, this is, you know, not a good look. You know, we can get rid of some veterans early, but not people like CT. The people need to have CT on a show like this. It is kind of cute at the end. Like, Jay is just, like, very innocently worshiping CT. He was like, this is my dream, you know. And CT was like, please don't make this weird. Like, he couldn't even breathe. The way he was walking out of the elimination, like, he said, I need to do a tune-up before I come back. He couldn't even walk. And I've gotten no judgment there. If I tried to, like, lift one of those cinder blocks, I'm sure I would be in the same boat. But, poor CT. It was, like, so sad watching him, like, waddle away out there. But I have faith that he's going to come back. And, like, CT on the list, I forget what number he is. I think, like, 6 or 7 on the all-time winners list. He's won $515,000 on these shows in history. And he's raised another $113,000 for all those, like, charity spinoffs, all the Champs versus Stars and everything. And overall good guy, adorable dad. CT is coming back. So we're not, you know, going to count this as a loss for CT this season. Just maybe, like, a refresh. Then at the end, after Jay is, like, riding on pure endorphins on, like, a runner's high from winning this elimination against CT, like, he shouldn't care at this point if he wins anything beyond this. Just to have on your resume, like, beat CT once should be enough. He's like, oh, when I win this, he starts to get a little too cocky for my liking. And he's like, when I win this, like, my family is going to have so much money. It's like, take your elimination win against CT, hang that on the trophy wall. Like, there is no chance your fucking skinny ass is going to win any of these challenges. Like, you're never going to win a season. You can bookmark that. I don't think Jay will ever win a season of the challenge. In fact, I know he's never going to win it. So take this is the shining moment of your career. Like, just take this and don't get too big for your britches. And before we wrap up the episode, I would be remiss not to mention any of the drama that happens and is still ongoing with Rogan, D, and Jay, this love triangle, because although we're not going to mention the one with Jay and Bananas and Morgan, this one that is seemingly going to last the whole season. So I am kind of happy Jay won, that he can go back to this house, because Rogan and D hooked up last season. I still don't really, like, get what happened, if they just, like, don't want to date, but they want to, like, see each other but not date each other exclusively and then hook up with, I guess it's like any other relationship, any other situation, except you have to live with the person. So Rogan, like, tried to hook up with the girl who got kicked off last week. D got really pissed. She's definitely, like, certifiable, like, authentic crazy girl, and I respect it, honestly. Like, it's annoying because the drama is very unnecessary, and honestly, I don't care about her love life or, like, what happens, but she definitely knows how to, like, stir the pot and start this drama with these. Like, this is not her first love triangle she's been involved in. So, obviously, she did not like seeing Jen flirt with Rogan last week. So, what is the number one move for any certifiable crazy chick? Oh, you got to go the next week and try to fuck somebody else. So they go to some weird club. They're all dressed up. And she's, like, beeline for Jay just to piss Rogan off. It is a crazy bitch 101 move. Rogan, like, shocked me for being remotely mature enough to recognize it and just was like, well, I didn't like that you just did that to piss me off. And he was right. And Dee didn't even really know what to say. She was like, yeah, I don't want to hook up with him. Like, I was just doing that to piss you off. So these two are, like, meant to be, I guess, with their accents, their differing accents that are so hard to decipher. And, you know, Rogan wants to be the one to take Jay out. So once CT went in there against him, it was kind of like setting it up for, like, Rogan's going to be the one to take out Jay. And who knows? We still might have that up in the air. That still could come now that Jay won this elimination. So I'm sure they'll continue to drag this drama out for the rest of the season. But it does look like next week is going to be a little bit more bear focused. So we're probably going to see what starts to happen between him and Kayla that makes her destroy her entire life at home, break her actual boyfriend's heart, and then leave Bear in, like, 2 months, date another, like, British MTV show guy, and I'm sure that will be over by the time this show has aired. So I'm sure that's what we're diving into next week, and I can't wait to bring you my hard-hitting analysis. As always, if you want to submit some questions, if you want to come on to discuss something that happened, if you're heartbroken, just demoralized like the rest of us that CT is not going to be on the show for the rest of the season, please hit me up. I'm on Twitter, Allie Weitz, at AliWeitz. And I'd love to hear from you. So tell me things you want to talk about. Tell me everything you hate about this episode and just tell me how you're doing in quarantine. You can just really tell me anything at this point. I am all ears. I've got nothing better to do. So I will see you next week. Bad bitch. I'm slaying all these hoses. I'm a savage.